The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
We made it!
Of course we did. Never had a doubt.
This is Whit. We were certain that ship was too big for 38. How'd you make it through? Over.
Be the K. Over.
You'd be doing everyone a favor by staying back and letting us do our job. Over.
No offense, Major, but you're gonna need help. If they see you coming, it's game over.
We'll need to put together a plan to... Wait, one... The Potomac just launched 4 fighters.
This is Lord Sokar, Chancellor to the Supreme Controller Lister. You are entering Rage territorial space.
Potomac, the captain is currently under house arrest for suspicion of crimes against the Federation.
My fighters will escort you. If you resist, you will be destroyed.
4 fighters are en route. I've identified the vessel as the Prometheus.
Please tell me the other 2 aren't fighters.
It appears so.
Why the concern? Maybe they're there to make sure the Mercury clears the ship.
Oh, it's gonna clear it all right. Clear it right into the Latumus atmosphere.
And now, episode 50, The Winds of War. What do you mean, a raging ball of fire?
It's a rage tactic. The fighters have a grappling hook. They send out 2 fighters, each latch onto a disabled vessel, hit full power, and head straight into the atmosphere.
The fighters then disengage, and the ship continues towards the atmosphere. Without the proper re-entry attitude, it burns up on re-entry.
So sorry, Rick.
I'm not giving up hope. I've got 2 good crew members still on board.
Aren't you finished yet?
Hold your tentacles, Aqua Girl. I'm working as fast as I can.
Remind me to eviscerate you later.
Modules in. Power up.
Main bus power online. Starting engine sequence. Get up here!
Yes, dear.
You know the Potomac is monitoring our re-entry. When they see we didn't burn up, they'll send those 2 fighters after us and they'll blow us to crawl!
Just work on power up, Sheena. Get us stable for re-entry. I'm working on the second part.
Engines online, adjusting attitude, heat shields lining up, entering planet stratosphere.
Once you're stable, close all the airlocks to the cargo bay and pump in as much pressure as possible.
This is your plan?
Part of it. How's our approach?
Deorbit attitude established.
Showtime. Let me know when we'd reach that point we'd incinerate.
You're going to blow the cargo, aren't you?
Let's hope all those exploding cargo restraint bolts do what they're supposed to do. Thought the captain was crazy for installing them. Now, let's see if they work.
Arming all charges.
Cargo cameras are up. Good picture. Fire.
Fire!
Beautiful. Pallets are loose now. Everything is in free fall. What's the heat reading?
Approaching incineration.
Open the rear ramp door.
Overriding safety switch.
Whoa, I felt that. Cargo away. Close the doors and seal for vacuum.
You don't want to repressurize?
Just a little backup plan. Let's hope they buy our decoy long enough for us to escape.
My lord, infrared signature indicating burning debris entering the atmosphere.
Excellent. Just in time for the arrival of our new guests to replace the Mercury. Captain, open up my comm to hail the Prometheus.
Go ahead, my lord.
Prometheus, this is Lord Sokar. My fighters will escort you to our port stern. Maintain your position there while we prepare our landing bay for you.
Am I to understand you want us to dock to your vessel?
We need to inspect your cargo and your ship for contraband.
Potomac, we were already cleared by customs for Detumus.
We are not customs. We are Rage, and you have entered our territorial space. You will comply, or you will be regarded as hostiles and dealt with accordingly. Do you understand?
We copy and are standing by.
My lord, I am getting an anomaly on the burning debris. Sensors indicate that a large object did not incinerate and is penetrating the atmosphere.
Send the 2 fighters to the surface to investigate. If it's the Mercury and there are survivors, bring them to me.
Do you think they burned up?
Our infrared shows a heat signature consistent with debris.
Most unfortunate. Gentlemen, as tough as it may seem, we need to focus on our immediate mission, and that's to get in close to the Potomac. Captain, take us to the Potomac, nice and steady.
Copy that. Rig for silent running.
All right. Electronics off. Going to emergency battery power. Barnes, I brought along a little gift for you.
My own helmet?
Your own solid lead helmet. And lucky for you, you're weightless, or it'd break your neck.
Well, this should dampen any inadvertent transmissions from my circuitry.
You do realize how much fun Kate is going to have with that.
No, because you're not gonna tell her.
All right, going dark.
I'm not looking forward to going up into the belly of that thing again.
They're not expecting us to be on here, or a dozen mercenaries.
It's probably best if you two hide like before.
So, Tika, your captain has a safe room like Rick's?
Not that I'm aware of.
Then I guess we're not going anywhere, Rogers.
Hiding will only delay the inevitable. They'll find us sooner or later.
I'd rather it be later.
So, you have a plan?
I'm working on it. Just give me some time.
Captain, the Rage fighters are departing the area. It looks like they're setting up for re-entry.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Do you think they want to make sure your ship and crew... I'm sorry.
Burned up? Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're doing.
Prometheus, this is that one just off your port 6. While those two fighters are gone, we'll position starboard the Potomac. Do not respond. Turn off your nav lights if you copy.
Go ahead and power down all lights. If they call, we're just saving power.
You think those Marines have a chance? You know, Wi-Fi picked up a dozen more of his soldiers at Boltobar.
And I brought a dozen men to balance that out. Between Witt's guys and ours, I think we have a fighting chance.
We do have the element of surprise on our side.
That's only good until the first shot is fired. Then it's...
Katie, bar the door.
Turn your navigation beacons on. The last thing I need is for one of my fighters to find you suddenly in the dark.
Nav's on.
Good. He bought it. I just hope Major Witt has a plan.
Don't worry. Remember, he served on the Potomac. He probably knows it better than any of those rebels on board.
So, Major, if it's not the refuse port this time, what do you have in mind?
When they bring the Prometheus up, they'll need to close those big bay hatches and pressurize. That will take a few minutes. We'll position the bat to docking port 3. I can disable the sensors.
More duct tape?
No. In anticipation of this mission, I have this portable jamming device. Once we're in, we wait for full pressurization, and they'll resume 1G gravity. Then it's up to the mercs on the Prometheus.
You're actually going to use mercenaries?
We don't have much of a choice. They should be able to hold off the boarding party and create enough distraction for us to find the controller and get him to the bat.
Well, what do you want us to do? Because I really don't want to sit around on my thumbs.
And I certainly don't want to stay back like last time.
Nelson, you're coming with me. There are two holding cell blocks, and we need to split up and find the controller. You know this ship better than anyone but me, so we'll do that. Take this. Swipe it over the keypad, and it'll override any lock.
Am I supposed to run around with this lead helmet?
We'll be at 0 G's initially. When the gravity returns, ditch the helmet. With all that's going on, your low-powered signal might avoid detection long enough for the mercs to get things started. We'll stay on TACCOM, too. All right, men. Gear up, lock and load. I'll call the Prometheus and relay the plan.
5,000! Bring up Latumis sectionals.
Scanning topography. Section identified. 4 Alpha, Sector 2. Display up.
Scanning for landing area.
Suitable site located. Turn right to heading 047. Descend to 2000. Airstrip located. Runway heading 090.
I know this site. It's an abandoned practice strip. It was used before the penal colony was built. We can do a conventional landing, 2000, at 047.
You ready for a VFR approach?
Traditional method. Love it. I have the runway in sight, reducing airspeed to 210 knots, extending delta wings to maximum.
210, 1800, VSI, negative 500.
Reducing to 175 on the bubble. Give me 10 degrees.
10 degree flaps, 180. Looks like the runway is long enough.
I could land this thing in a bathtub.
Let's not. 175.
20 degrees.
Flaps to 20. 100 feet. 165. 75 feet.
gear down, I have the threshold reducing power.
50, 40, 30, centerline, 10, extending air brake.
Reverse thrust.
Sweet. Let's taxi to that old hangar. We can check the ship out for any damage.
Then we're going back to the captain?
We'll need to monitor the radio chatter. Then make a plan.
Well, any plans you might have had just changed. Two Rage fighters on radar. What do we do now?
We wait for them.
What do you think of the Major's plan?
It just might work. Until those two fighters return.
They're going to be a while, but everything is going to have to happen fast.
I'm going down to go over everything with Carlos and his men. Tika, notify me if there's any change.
Aye, Captain Rogers.
Tika, how long have you known Captain Rogers?
I've only met him a couple of times. Seemed like he was pretty much of a loner. He was always making deals here and there, hustling loads, always busy. How long have you known him?
A couple of days, really. Dad here was illegally detained in prison. Rick gave me a ride to the penal colony, and, well, things got messy from there.
Yeah, I heard. Rick told us all about it at Scully's. I can't believe that after everything you went through with Wi-Fi, you were willing to head right back here.
They have the controller. He was the first person I met from the other side. He's done a lot for me. Besides, this Wi-Fi character has to be stopped.
Katie's right about that. He and his boss, Lister, have to be stopped. Rage is a cancer to all societies. If we're lucky, we can not only rescue the controller, but rid the galaxy of this menace.
Latch confirmed. Seals test or a go. Opening the rear hatch.
That's a roger. Notify me when the Prometheus starts its docking procedure.
Wilco.
So, this jammer device will block its own wireless signal and open the lock?
It's a standard device for all docking vehicles in the IDF. You always want to have an override, in case there's a problem with the ship being able to open the door. The jammer is a little touch that was added just for this mission.
Major, the Prometheus is moving into position for docking. I don't see any signatures for the two fighters.
All right, Marines. We move swiftly and quietly. Everyone has an assignment. Do it right, and we will all succeed. Hoorah!
Hoorah!
Well, they're here. What's your brilliant plan?
Where are your manners, Sheena? We're gonna invite them in.
They're going to kill us, you fool! Perhaps I should just rip you now and save them the trouble.
Mercury, you all prisoners are the rebels against the Galactic Empire. You will surrender, or we will destroy your ship in place.
We're merchants, not soldiers. We have nothing of use for you.
Surrender now.
We have no quarrel with you. We're also enemies of the IDF. Move to the rear ramp. We'll lower to let you in.
Open the door and kneel with your arms behind your head.
We'll comply. Give us just a moment to get to the rear and open the door. Let's go. You take the one on the left.
I want to rip him.
There won't be enough time. We need to hit him quickly. All right. Rear exterior camera up. Good. They're right where I want them to be. As soon as the pressure light goes green, we hit him. Ready?
I'm growing bored the more you speak.
Welcome aboard. Let's go. We need to hide these bodies. Recognize these fighters?
Of course I do. Half the Rage fleet has been pirated from the IDF.
You were a pilot with the IDF, correct?
I do not like to discuss that.
Hey, if it's any consolation, what you did to that lieutenant, well, he had it coming. I'm talking about this fighter.
I have over 500 hours in. Why?
I have 50. Yeah. I flunked out of flight school.
Are you proposing?
We should return this stolen property to the IDF.
If it's to be in one piece, perhaps you should stay back.
If I get in trouble, You can talk me through it.
Potomac, this is Prometheus. We are docked and locked in.
Excellent. Prepare for boarding after pressurization and captain. If we see one weapon drawn, your ship will be disabled and we will escort you to the planet's surface.
Just like you did to my ship.
Rogers.
That's right, Bubble Brain, and it's not just me, but I have both Agent Hawks with me. It's your lucky day.
I will enjoy this.
Thanks, Rogers. That was really smart. So much for your hiding suggestion.
Rick, why did you give us all away like that?
He's gonna find out sooner or later. I want him so mad that he can't think straight. Hey, Wi-Fi, I know what turns you on!
Marines, move into position. Hold your fire until my command. Nelson, proceed to block Alpha. I'll take Bravo. Barnes, helmet off. They're returning to 1G. The main circuit panel is right there. You remember my instructions on the override?
Got it under control. You just give me the signal, and I'll blow that docking bay hatch.
Alpha Leader, you copy?
Standing by, Major. Over.
I'm hoping Wi-Fi will send in everything he has once he realizes he's under attack. That's when we'll give you flanking fire. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Major, I have the controller.
Outstanding. Proceed immediately to the bat. Break. Prometheus, status report. Over.
This is Hawk. Everyone is in position. Docking access doors are opening. Stand by. 6, 8 hostiles coming onto the dock. Small arms only. 1 plasma rifle. Over.
Copy. We have the controller. We need to secure him in the bat before we open fire. Over.
We copy and are standing by.
Forward element, open the hatch door and move into position. Over.
Roll call.
Nelson, status. Over.
Near the hatch. Do what you have to do. We'll be fine. Over.
Prometheus, go ahead and open your side bay doors. Get ready to fire.
Cargo doors opening.
Hey, Bubble Brain. Is that a welcoming committee for me?
You insolent son of a dog. I shall strangle you myself.
Yeah, well, I got a little something for you.
Fire.
Reinforcements scrambling. Over.
The last one should be their RFP gunner. Over.
Copy that, sir. One rapid fire proton gunner. On cue.
Open flanking fire.
Controller secure.
Copy that. Barnes, shut down their comms. Prepare to blow the hatch. Prometheus, seal it up. Prepare for emergency departure. Over.
Sealing it up. Everyone, emergency departure. Buckle in.
Hey, get ready for a blast!
I'm ready, Jim. Now get your butt off that ship. Major, ready in 10.
Copy. Marines, seal it up. Head for the bat.
On our way!
My lord, all comms are down!
I am scanning. I cannot locate the interference. Close and seal all bay and bulkhead doors.
Yes, my lord. Sealing all.
What was that?
Docking bay doors open. The Prometheus is escaping!
Shoot them down.
My lord! Heavy proton fire!
Prepare my escape pod.
We are being attacked by our own fighters!
Woohoo! How about that shot, Sheena?
Not too bad for a dropout. Prometheus, we have you covered. Get out of here!
Sheena, you're beautiful.
Don't disgust me or I'll shoot you down myself.
Hey, Cap.
Nate, I don't know how you managed to get that thing off the ground, much less fly it. I guess I owe you a cold one.
Scully's it is.
Save the reunion for later. Wi-Fi just escaped in a pod.
You want us to go and get him?
Negative. Our first priority is to return the controller to Boldabar. We'll deal with Wi-Fi later. In the meantime, we have a much more pressing issue. Stand by.
We have a serious problem on our hands.
As if getting into my second rescue mission and firefight in a couple of days wasn't bad enough, now the controller says that we have another serious problem on our hands. I just experienced the weird phenomenon of space battle. It sure wasn't like the movies. In the void of space, there were no fireball explosions, no sonic laser blast sounds, no booms, just the scattering of debris when something got hit. It almost led to a false sense of security. No boom to make you flinch or duck, just the scattering of parts. We finally got clear of the Potomac and docked with the Bat. We were all relieved to see the controller. Rogers and Sheena left in the fighters to retrieve his ship, while Nate joined us.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's to a job well done.
Kate, Nelson, Barnes, I should have all three of you disciplined for lack of common sense. But I am eternally grateful to you and to everyone else who risked their lives today.
We all gained valuable experience we couldn't get in a classroom.
And I learned to hone my special skills.
Unfortunately, you are all going to need them.
Sir, what was the bad news you talked about?
Rage is undertaking a major invasion, and Earth is their target.
Earth? Which Earth? Sir, yours or ours?
That's just it, Kate. I don't know. I just don't know.
All have been rescued. Wi-Fi has escaped once again, and now one of the Earths is in imminent danger of a mass invasion by Rage. Which one will it be? Tune in for Season 3 of the Hawk Chronicles, Waging War.